Yo, this is the Grandma Goose Podcast, episode 5. We're not even going to waste no time. I'm going to keep this short and simple. Hey, right? America is like fake at like a civil war, you know, kind of right now, right? But all of those people that I seen outside was white, right? So I want to make this very clear to every black person that I love and care about. Please, please, please mind your business. This shit don't have anything to do with us, yo. The fact that I actually see people arguing back and forth about the situation, one. Two, talking shit about Donald Trump and saying like he incited violence, whatever. Alright, maybe he did. And three, talking shit about as if the new administration is going to come in and like things is going to be oh happy day after the new administration come in. Y'all are borderline crazy. Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm not out of touch with reality. I do not watch TV because it is poison. It is like fucking an idiot box for real. I understand why my mom called that shit when I was growing up. It makes a lot of sense now. The shit is crazy. The media is controlled. Everything you see is put out there for you to see, specifically for a agenda or a certain reason. This shit should not incite violence in the black community. This shit should not have anything to do with us. Anything. If anything, it should show y'all a couple of things, right? One thing that it should show y'all is that this is what America really is. That's one. Two, it should show y'all that they don't really give a fuck about us. They don't have anything to do with us. Three, they can easily print money and just give it to people. So reparations is a possibility. I've never heard any black fucking politician in the history of my life ever even say the word reparations, more or less talk about what they're specifically gonna do for black people. I'm making this specific podcast here to tell y'all that don't worry about none of that stuff. Y'all have to worry about y'all families and y'all have to worry about yourselves. You know who don't give a fuck about what's going on right now? I'm about to give y'all some more free game, because I be making some pennies. When they do the little ad streams and shit that they put at the beginning of my episodes, I make a couple of pennies off of that, right? So I guess this information right here that I'm about to give y'all is worth those pennies, right? You know who really don't give a fuck about what's going on right now? And I apologize for all of the profanity, because I usually don't like to curse, but I like to get my point across. And I know y'all people that I'm trying to reach, y'all understand the way I'm talking more like that. But anyway, I say all of that to say this. Y'all know who really, really, really don't give a fuck about what's going on right now? Drum roll, please. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Investors. I know it was a big pause in between that, right? Let me explain. The stock market, the total stock market up right now 7%, right? The ETF that I'm invested in personally, because I only invest in ETFs, I don't like picking individual stocks no more, right? But the ETF that I'm invested in personally is up 7% today, from last night till this morning. And ladies and gentlemen, cryptocurrencies, oh my lord. Cryptocurrencies are here to stay, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's going to go through some bumpy times. It's going to be highly volatile because the big white guys are trying to come put some regulations on shit, which they tight, because cryptocurrencies right now is classified as a currency. It's not classified as an asset, so they can't really do a lot of certain restrictions to it, and it's really, really fucking them up, because the value of the dollar is going to tremendously to shit. It's going down the drain. The dollar index is probably the only thing in the stock market that's down. I'm giving y'all a free game right now. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm telling you, boom. 2017 is when I first got introduced, it's just crazy, because in retrospect, the amount of money that I made from working, doing side jobs, and my side hustles up until the age of 27, I probably could have had, let's say, $200,000 saved over those 7 years, right? Saved, not invested, just saved. If I would have been smart enough to know what I know now, right? I'm telling y'all that I'm telling y'all this, and I don't even like putting my information out there like that, but I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of free game right now. I turned $450 over 3 investments into over a couple of thousands of dollars. Not thousands of dollars, but a couple of thousand of dollars, right? And let me explain to you how I did it, right? Over a couple of different asset classes, right? I have 3 ETFs, which that's the stock market investing. I have now, because shout out to my cousin Lo and a couple of other people that have been telling me, and I wish I would have listened, because I'd probably be up really a couple of thousands, maybe 10,000s or more, because of how it went. But I have 3 ETFs, which is my stock market investing. I have 3 cryptocurrency investments, Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'm not gonna tell you my third one yet because I want to see what it do and I don't want to put it out there. I have people jumping into it and they losing a lot of money, so I'm not gonna put that out there yet. And my third one is, well, it's a mix of a couple of things, but it's all of my media platforms and my store. So it's 6 days so far. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, forgive me, I don't pay attention to the days no more. This shit just feel like one big long sitcom. But all right, January 7th, right? We 7 days into the new year so far, right? So I plan, me and my family had a little plan for each of us to save $10,000 by the end of the new year, right? By the end of the year, right? So $10,000 by the end of the year, and I gave everybody the little chart with the plan on how much they had to save every week for 52 weeks to get to that point, right? So I saved 10% of that $10,000. It's only 7 days into the new year. I saved 10% of that money already. I still have operating money, so I have money out doing things. I have money that's making money in investments right now. A couple, like I said, my 3 investments. I told y'all what they are. And right now, I'm spending my time and my energy and my efforts into that. That's what I'm doing. I gave y'all the ways to become successful in my last episode. I told y'all tangible ways to make money. One of the ways I told y'all to do it is to invest. Another way I told y'all to do it was to start your own business. And another way I told y'all to do it was to become the best at whatever it is that you're doing. Well, guess what I did since 2021 has started in 7 days? I made more investments. I started 2 businesses. Whatever you want to call it, a business is or not a business, I don't care. To me, they're businesses because I'm not using my time to make the money. I'm using my effort and my promotion. That's it. I share a post, tell a few people, let them know what's going on, and then let it do what it do. That's what you're supposed to do. So that's 2 things I did. And oh man, cryptocurrencies, man, Bitcoin going dumb, y'all. I posted on my page I want to say about 10 days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I posted Bitcoin 20K. They live. I posted Bitcoin 23K. I posted Bitcoin 26K. I posted Bitcoin 29K. I posted Bitcoin 30K. And even after all of those posts, nobody listened to me. Nobody. And Bitcoin about to hit 40K. It's up another $10,000. In less than a week. Yo, I'm not saying that Bitcoin is the main investment you should make, but I'm saying that I know people like y'all, like me, like us, we take chances all the time for shit that could be worse off. Yo, I seen people playing around with their social security number this year like it was, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, niggas was giving that shit away. You can give that shit away, but you won't give away a few dollars out of chance to make it grow into some more. Hey, listen, man, right? I'm not even gonna hold y'all no more. Like I said, this was gonna be a short and a simple one. If you're not invested in something, put your money in something and let it work for you. Don't have it just sitting around. The dollar is losing value every day. We're going to a cashless society.
cryptocurrencies is probably going to take over. And if that's the case, then Bitcoin is the new dollar. It's your boy Grandma Goose. This is the Grandma Goose Podcast, episode 5, out on all streaming platforms. Go cop the merch, the Grandma merch, get rich and move on merchandise at Grandma, G-R-A-M-O dash Goose, G-O-O-S-E dash apparel dot myshopify.com. Check me out on social media at Facebook at True Goose, Snapchat, and Instagram at Grandma Goose. I'm going to get my Twitter back up. I had it down for a minute. Right now, it's L3 Enterprises. You can check me out on Twitter, too. I love y'all. Stay safe. 100.